Clubhouse.
Si una vez dije que te amaba, hoy me arrepiento.
Hi, y'all. It's Kat, co-host of Latinx Lens, and I'm joined by my partner, Rosa.
Hello.
And we're partnering with Pod Clubhouse, doing a Love It or Leave It episode with Selena, the series, which will debut on Netflix on December 4th. And we're really excited to talk about this series. It's been one of our most anticipated series that we've been wanting to watch because I don't know if you're Latinx Lens fans, but we have talked about Selena quite a bit on our podcast. and so Pod Clubhouse asked us to come and, you know, guest over here to talk about this because they knew this was right up our alley. First off, though, for those who maybe didn't grow up listening to Selena, Rosa, do you want to help me talk about who she was in real life?
Yes. So Selena Quintanilla, she was a Mexican-American, Tejana. you'll be more, it's more of a cat's yes. Down the realm thing. But we're in a industry where we're very much underrepresented. Selena is one of the very few legendary Latina musicians out there that we admire. She's been highly influential to artists who are currently striving at the moment. Selena Quintanilla paved the way to many female musicians. What does Selena mean to you and what the series, if it ended up meeting, exceeding, or underwhelming your expectations?
Yeah, like you said, Selena's from Corpus Christi, Texas, which is close to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, which is where I'm from, in a small town called Mercedes, Texas. I was pretty young, so I can't recall whether I knew, like, unfortunately, guys, this is a tragic story, but she was, you know, murdered and died in 1995 at like the height of her career. And so just I remember listening to her growing up. I was probably about 6 or 7. And I don't know if it was after or before she passed because I wasn't aware at that young of an age. But the thing that made me aware was the movie Selena, who Jennifer Lopez portrayed Selena and Edward James almost portrayed her dad, A.B. Quintanilla. And so I think watching that over and over again and then just listening to her songs and, you know, I grew up in a Mexican-American community. I am Mexican-American. And so it was always at the parties, you know, the quinceañeras, the weddings, and it was just so embedded. And every time I watched that movie, it would always make me so sad. Like I felt like she could still be alive, you know, and then it would just, you know, of course it ended badly. I think just growing up with her, I guess I took her for granted a little bit too, just because I thought like everyone grew up listening to Selena. And it's only now, I think, with the series and then also talking to you over, you know, with our podcast on Latinx Lens, and then, you know, watching this series, knowing like, oh, some people aren't going to know like some of these like nuances of like, you know, her story. And they didn't grow up listening to her at weddings or, you know, like how much she meant to the, you know, the Tejano and Tejano community. And I guess the Chicano community in general, and also other Latino communities, you know, and how much she paved the way. And so I think how much she did pave the way. And like, I didn't even appreciate it, like to a certain extent, I guess. And now it's like, even more so, I realize how important she was in my upbringing and just seeing her and that representation. And even though she had passed away, like she was just always present in my life, you know, as with the music. Besides her, like my dad would listen to some Tejano, like he listened to a lot of Tejano music, but I never really got into it besides, you know, she was kind of the gateway to that and my culture in a way, the Tex-Mex culture. You know, you're from LA, so it's, I don't know what LA Mex or whatever is different. So this was very specific to me. And then watching the series, seeing those little, like how they talk about Texas and certain things, I was like, oh my God, like I still am kind of discovering little nuggets and it makes me really proud, at least that she was able to represent us in a way, even though it ended very tragically and it was very short-lived. I'm glad with the series that we're going to talk about, people will be able to discover her all over the world through Netflix. And that's a really exciting thing. I know we're going to talk about the series, but how about for you? Because you're, like I mentioned, you grew up in Los Angeles, Mexican-American as well, first generation. So what was your experience with Selena?
Very similar. I grew up listening to her music and I think her impact is more everlasting because she's perhaps the first celebrity that I ever had to experience a very famous person's death. So for it to be her and to be someone that I was truly a big fan of was very impactful and in some forms also traumatic. So yeah, I grew up listening to her music, and unfortunately, after she passes away, I get more invested in her music, buying all her cassettes. Yes, yeah. I'm that old, cassettes. Yeah, I was one of those who would just wear her t-shirts and just be listening to her music every day, all day. And also watching the movie. It was one of the first movies I've ever watched in a movie theater again. So in general, Selena has been predominantly part of my life. So her influence has been very, very, very immense. And the movie, it's a movie that significantly impacted me. I just recently watched it again, probably a year or two ago, after watching it for the first time when it came out in theaters. I couldn't bring myself to watch it again because that ending always, it traumatizes me so much that I didn't want to see the movie again. But now that I was viewing movies with a different lens and I was viewing them as a critic or a reviewer, then I had no choice but to watch it. But her music was my introduction to Tejano music. We don't listen to Tejano music here in LA. So that was very interesting and new for us. I'm very glad when I heard that the series was going to be made again, very highly anticipating the series. You know, it's going to be a look and then a window into her life, from her humbling beginnings to stardom. So yeah, the series certainly had a great deal of expectations to meet with me, which we're going to be discussing pretty soon.
What we're going to review, or you know, we're doing our non-spoiler section, so discussing the characters, or you know, the real life characters as well involved, and then you know, going into our spoiler section. But this is part one, and then given the way that it ended, it's 9 episodes. There is going to be a part two, so part one just discusses, yeah, like you said, right, the beginnings, and then kind of goes up until, I don't know, I don't want to say, I guess that's a spoiler, right? Maybe like where it ends. Christian Cerritos was chosen to portray Selena in the series, and you might know her from The Walking Dead. She played Rosita. Big shoes to fill, especially not only Selena's shoes, but the only other portrayal has been Jennifer Lopez, which was from the movie in 1997. So as far as that goes, you know, what do you think of her, you know, I guess without giving spoilers, just like, was she the right choice for the first TV series portraying Selena?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I think having Jennifer Lopez, having to follow the portrayal of Jennifer Lopez as Selena can have both negative and positive implications. You've only had one person ever portraying Selena in a bigger, and like for a broader audience. Of course, it's Jennifer Lopez. Now that was the role that certainly pushed her into what she is now. Yeah. And so you have that pressure of, okay, if there's a possibility, if I do this correctly, or if I succeed in my portrayal, that might be my future as well. Or if I don't, it's going to ruin me. here we go. But unfortunately for me, she was the weakness of this entire series. I didn't like her depiction of Selena. I think her portrayal was, and this is all based on videos that I've seen, interviews and music videos, and just knowing what I just know about Selena, which granted it's not a lot, it's just based on the media and based on concerts and such. But I just found her portrayal to be bland and uninspiring. And to me, it was just forgettable. I never once believed that was Selena, unlike the younger version of it, the one, the actress who plays 8-year-old Selena. Her performance, I loved. I love what she did in as a younger version of Selena. But in regards to Christian, yeah, no, she entirely in my opinion, she lacked the charisma and the essence and the, just that personality that Selena was so famously known for. And unfortunately, when you have your lead character giving this type of performance and pretty much not engaging me into this series as the lead character that's supposed to, it's where it's significantly flawed for me, and it automatically brings the whole series down with her, in my opinion, of course.
Yeah.
But again, it's just me based on my expectations, based on what I've seen from Selena. And again, this is not me comparing it with Jennifer Lopez interpretation, because it would be a little unfair to do so. It's a television series compared to a film. The time on screen completely different. And then the scenarios, of course, entirely different as well. So I'm just trying to base my critique or my opinions just based on this performance alone. So yeah, to me, it didn't work. It didn't work at all. What did you think about it?
I think my hesitancy started from the trailer. I was like, because they didn't really give us much. And then I felt like, oh, are they doing that as a tease, or is it like on purpose because they don't feel like it's strong enough? And then the full trailer. But yeah, I think at the beginning, it was really rough seeing her. And also, I watch a lot of TV. And when you start a new series, no matter what the subject is, like, you have to get acquainted with the characters, even if they are based on real characters. And that's almost harder because you have this like image of what you want it to be. And then especially with this Selena, the series, with it has a lot of nostalgic and also like, you know, it's close to us. It has even more so. But I try to also, being, you know, a TV reviewer, just separate myself from that too. And yeah, it felt like she didn't have that like presence. Like, honestly, like after the first two episodes, I kind of didn't want to go back because it was like a little bit cringy, not just her performance overall. And then, you know, as the series went on, I think maybe they got more acclimated with their characters and it felt like, okay, they were a little bit more lived in. Maybe I got acquainted with them. Like I said, when you start a new series, it's always a little like you're getting to know these characters. So you're kind of like, am I going to like you? Am I not? And you're trying to find certain things to connect with. And I think with her, I think the only connection too was maybe some of the laughs, or there was moments where, okay, she did it well, like where I could, you know, from the interviews and things that I've seen from Selena, but it always felt like, and I'm only going to compare this to make my point, but like in the other Netflix show, The Crown, which we talked about too on our podcast, those characters are based on, you know, the British monarchy, and you know them really well, even if you don't research them, like you've seen them at some point. They're so well known that going into the first series, like you would have expectations as well, right? And all those actors have managed to make it their own, but also have the essence of, you know, their real life counterparts. And I feel like with this one, it never felt that way with Christian's portrayal of Selena. It always felt like I knew she was playing someone. I knew she was trying her hardest to play the role of Selena. And it's hard. Like, I think she did her best. And maybe in part two, it gets a little better because, you know, maybe she's lived with her a little bit longer and expectations and all that. And so my question to you is, you know, we've gone down the rabbit hole of watching interviews and concerts and things, but what about people who don't know anything about Selena? This is going to be the first time. Maybe they haven't even seen the movie because that was in 1997. Do you think this gives a good impression of Selena, I guess, good or bad, to spark people wanting to maybe research her more?
Oh man, that's a tough question. Because either way, if it's gonna be a viewer who's never been introduced, or this is their introduction, then I would suggest to watch it just to at least have some form of knowledge and see or at least know a little bit of who she is. But if they're going into this as seeking a depiction of who she was and her personality and such, oh man, I'm afraid they're not going to get who Selena truly was. And just to quickly retract to what you were talking about, The Crown, I'm really glad you brought that up, because just a few minutes ago when I said that it was both negative and positive that Christian was going to be following only one portrayal of Selena from Jennifer Lopez. That's the thing. You're going to get compared only to one person, unlike the people portraying, let's say, Queen Elizabeth, that several people have already portrayed her. So you got comparisons from various actors and such. So in that sense, this was her opportunity to give it her own little twist, to make this character her own and give it that essence and just depicted as I don't even know what to call it, as realistic as possible. But yeah, it's unfortunate to me. This is very much unfortunate that this is going to be the introduction of Selena. I don't want to go in and be negative about it and suggest people to watch the film over this or vice versa. But it's a bit worrisome to me. It is that a lot of people are going to be introduced to the family and introduced to her journey and her story via this series, because in my opinion, again, it's not the best. It's not depicted. It's not the best.
You're going to be hearing that a lot from us.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not the best. And the fact that the only memorable performance for me, or the one that stayed with me, is from a young Selena who was only on episode one out of the 9 episodes. It unfortunately says a lot. And also, I was just so just a bit disappointed by her depiction of Selena that it somehow made the supporting characters a bit more appealing to me. Yes. especially both AB and Suzette characters, so which I'm pretty sure we're gonna go into it. But yeah, it's a bit slightly worrisome that people are gonna be going into this and just taking it as fact. And again, very similar to The Crown. It's not completely factual. I mean, although the Quintanilla family is involved in it. And so it's going to be an interesting way to see how the audience is going to perceive this. Because by having the family involved, it gives that sense that's going to be more genuine and realistic and closer to the real series of events. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. What are your thoughts on a lot of the viewers and new like generations being introduced to the family and Selena's story through this series?
You'll learn more about my thoughts if you want to know, like, you know, specific stuff of why I'm going to be so like mixed on it, but in the spoiler section. But overall, general, on the one hand, I'm happy that people who were not born or, you know, didn't grow up listening to Selena had no idea. It's kind of passed out. It just hasn't crossed their in their world because, you know, it's been so long and maybe they're not in, you know, the Mexican American community or whatever. And all over the world, like, I'm happy that Selena is going to be in that conversation, or it's going to pop up on their Netflix queue and they're going to like maybe press play and get a glimpse of like, oh, what is this Tejano culture? And they're going to get little glimpses of it. And maybe I hope that they do more research and they like seek her out and seek out the music and more of her story. But on the other hand, I'm kind of disappointed that I feel like this show, especially with the writing specifically, that, and like I said, those first two episodes were really hard for me, like, you know, especially given the writing. I don't know if people will play on after that. I almost didn't, but it got better a little bit, you know, towards the end, you know, to kind of make it through. And I think it redeemed itself a little bit, but I wish they would have added a little bit more of the nuances of like the culture. And it just feels a little bit fluffy, as like, and especially with like a biopic type thing, it definitely feels, and another movie reference, if you guys haven't seen it, sorry, but I guess more like the Bohemian Rhapsody sort of, very like when, and a band member was involved in that, in the making of that film. So it feels like they're just kind of doing the through rose colored glasses and just making it so like everything was fine, even when it was hard, and kind of losing the realness of it that I thought the series was going to be. And maybe that was just a style choice from the family. You know, they were also involved with the movie that was a little bit fluffy and cheesy and the, kind of that. But I think maybe given that Jennifer Lopez and Edward James Olmos were involved, maybe it made it a little bit more, I don't know, it gave it that like charisma, like you were talking about, that Christian Serrano's lacks, or I don't know, star power or something. And so this one just feels so fluffy, given that it's going to be shown to a global audience. I'm sad that they missed the chance to really incorporate some more things in the writing to really showcase who she was. And I'm really curious to know whose decision that was, whether it's the families or Netflix or the writing, whether it was to appeal to the broadest audience possible and maybe not inject so much of real grittiness to it. But yeah, I guess we can talk about the style of the show. What did you expect, and like, what did you think about? It's not The Crown, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm not expecting this show to be The Crown, but it feels like more of a 30-minute comedy show, like on, I don't know, like a B-level network type thing. to be honest. With like the serious moments, there's like, you know, the cues of music. Like I really like the tone was off sometimes throughout the series. It got a little bit better when they incorporated some of her music in the score. But overall, though, what did you think of like the style choices to have it play a little bit more comedic and light and fluffy than being a little bit more, I guess, not realistic because it's a TV show, but like grounded and just a little bit more, I keep going back to like grittier and maybe more nuanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't, again, not a big fan of it. It all goes down to what you were saying, you know, just emphasizing the fact that they just made it feel very generic, that her background and the fact that she's doing Tejano music and the fact that she's Mexican American and the fact that she's a woman, were certainly elements that they could have used and to develop nuanced stories and to just give it the uniqueness to it. But they significantly failed to do that. And yeah, they the choices they incorporate with some of the music, some of the soundtracks, and I'm not particularly fond of them. I think the music choice itself, it's very much also goes into the head. It's just hitting you over the head with the narrative and everything that's going on. But I know we're going to be going into this a lot, but that was predominantly another one of my weakest links, particularly when they involved Selena and Chris's relationship. So pertaining to the styles and then just the editing and then just incorporating all these different concerts and the difference, it certainly looks, or it attempts to look very stylistic, because they do, if there's something that they very much emphasize in this whole series, is Selena's passion and fascination for fashion and, mm-hmm. and style, and how they create all these costumes for the concerts. So it's certainly there, but it's not appealing. It's not something like, to me personally, I think it was a slightly bit overdone. It was just too much. Literally every single episode, you would see Selena having something to do with fashion. Again, maybe that was who she truly was. Maybe she was very much dedicated and very much invested in it. Who am I to judge? But it was just too much for me. Too much. Yeah. Just too over the head with it. So yeah, again, not my favorite cup of tea, but probably roasting the crown. But I think I'm a bit more negative on it than you are. It's unfortunate. It is very, very sad that I have to come across as just not being the biggest fan of the series.
I'll be negative in the spoiler section.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm probably going to, oh, no, I don't want to. I don't want to kill this series before anybody watches it. But I can count with one hand the number of things I really liked about this whole series. So like you said, it's not the crown. So I'm pretty sure the budget, it's nowhere near the crown. Yeah. It's certainly low budget. And you can see it with the crowds and the events and the locations and where they're everything takes place. So
with that too, like they are portraying like the 90s, but it felt so late 80s and like, I guess the beginning of the 90s, but mm-hmm. It also felt like it was just sort of, I don't know, it just still didn't feel authentic, you know, I guess in the sense of like a period piece and what we've seen a lot of like the 80s and, you know, kind of 90s style. And it just also felt like they were like trying to imitate it. And then like, I just don't like when you can see what they were trying to do, because I think that's when you lose somebody. Like with the crown, like you can, you know, you feel like it's lived in, like you could believe that those characters are the real people. You believe that those settings are the real thing. And I bet if I go to Buckingham Palace, I would be like, hey, this is not real. You know, like, because the show has made it so real with the production design and everything that you feel it and you feel like that's going to take over the narrative. And I think maybe probably in the latest season, the royal family is probably not liking it because it does feel so real. But with this one, I just feel like you can tell what they're doing. And when you do that, you lose a viewer. You lose me, who I watch a lot of TV, so I can kind of tell the difference. And I'm just trying to think, like, am I being too harsh because I am like an avid TV watcher? Am I being too harsh because, you know, I'm a Selena fan and it's very nostalgic to me, mm-hmm. but I always try to go in with an open mind, even if I'm close to the material. And I just feel like, it just feels like a missed opportunity, I guess. I'm sure they didn't have a big budget, but it just seems odd, like the choices that they made with certain, like the wardrobe and like even her look and things. And I don't know, it just feels like they brought the B team or even like the C plus team to this production. Yeah. And yeah. I guess it's also kind of slap in the face given the lack of Latinx representation. And then the fact that like this is one of the shows that will be on portraying this what Latinx representation, and you couldn't even like throw some more money at it to make it a little bit better. It makes me sad to say that because I know there are like a lot of Latinx creators who are behind the show and writing and directing and doing all of it. And I feel bad saying that, but it is the truth, like of how I feel, how it came out, you know, it feels like kind of a B team effort.
I remember you saying that you were very much anticipating seeing the locations and seeing pretty much your state being represented out there, either by just either these just location trademarks or anything like that. And I feel that none of this, nothing in the series would make you feel like, oh my God, yes, I've been there. Or, oh my God, yes, this is the area where, I don't know, I've seen this or I know this or whatever.
Not being a Texan, did you get any sense of what Corpus Christi is like or what nope. San Antonio is like or no. what the, you know, they're going through Brownsville and they're going to in the Mexican locations, you know, did you get any sense of that as like not knowing anything like we do with in other films and TV, like, you know what New York City looks like, even if you've never been there, right? Or you yeah. know the essence of it. And with this one, like, would you know anything of that? And I guess no. it doesn't matter, like, are we being nitpicky? But I feel like if you're trying to tell her story is also very much her Texan culture, you know? And I feel like they mm-hmm. also didn't showcase that. And maybe it was like not important to do that given the story. And maybe they were just like, oh, that's not like a character. But I just feel like with a global audience, wouldn't you want to really showcase also the locations and like the community when it is never portrayed as much, you know, as New York City or Los Angeles, yeah. you know, like the fact that Corpus Christi is going to be like seen in Australia and stuff, like that's kind of cool. And the fact that they're not going to be able to do that, or like people are not going to get an essence of it. Maybe I'm just being a little picky and wanting.
No. And that's why, no, you have every right to do so. And that's why I brought it up, because I remember you being very much actually anticipating it and being, yeah, and having the opportunity to have people see your state. And right, I personally think I probably got a broader glimpse of what it's like to travel throughout the Southwest than I did about Tejas. And the fact that she is the queen of Tejano music, which is in Texas, I still cannot tell you how any locations that I recollect standing out or anything like that. Yeah, and I was going to ask you your thoughts on it, because you were, of course, your point of view, your lens through this about the story and the location and where you're from and how it relates to you on a personal level is significantly different than mine. I'm over here on the West Coast and just being a little cholita over here. But it pains me to say this, but first of all, Latinos, we don't have much representation, but whatever little representation Tejas has of either Mexican-Americans or Mexicans, it's either Robert Rodriguez or Selena, and that's it. So I don't know, what are your like thoughts on this? Because I know you just said your thoughts, but it saddens me more, especially for you.
Yeah, and I will say, like, I think, and maybe I'm just going to speak really broad and this isn't true, but I guess from my experience, Texas is like a really proud state. And I think even in the non-Mexican American community in Texas, I think Selena is very well known. And it's just a thing, like, you know, if you're from Texas, I think you would know her. Maybe, I don't know if the recent generations know her as well, but I just feel like a lot of people know her, whether, you know, you listen to the music or not. And then in the communities too, like the cities and things. And I just feel like they didn't do a good job at representing any of that in general, that like, even non-Mexican Americans listening, like looking into this, who are from Corpus Christi or San Antonio, would be like, what is that? You know, like it just doesn't feel true to it, especially since Texas on screen is always just represented as cowboys, you know, and a very kind of like a one note thing, or the border, which is always like kind of, you know, the trauma porn and all that. And so this is like a time to like really showcase how it is. Like there is a big Mexican American community and how we kind of mesh into the other Texas culture and all that. And that would have been really cool to kind of Roxy. And also like with the food, I feel like they do show it in some cases, like a bit of tacos and things, but they don't really show that either. Like, you know, with the mom's cooking, or like, you know, that would have been kind of cool too. Just like little, like those little nuances that make it more rich and detailed, that it won't be like in your face, but people just like The Crown, like you can pause a scene and probably like go in and like awe and like what everything else, because it's so detailed. And this one just feels like it felt like, I don't even know what they were eating. Like I was trying to think like, oh, maybe they're doing like the rice and beans and tortillas and, you know, or like barbecue or something, you know, and nothing, not just from a cultural standpoint, but just from like, they had so much they could have done to make it a little bit more like substance wise as just a TV show. And it just felt like we mentioned before, generic. That's where I feel like no matter whether you're a Mexican American wanting, and you love Selena wanting to see this, or you're from, you know, Australia or wherever, you just kind of be like, oh, that's it, you know? And I think that's where it pains me to know, like, that's how it might be received. Like they're going to think like nothing, at least with the cowboy interpreter, like that's like something. With this one, it's just going to be kind of like, eh, okay.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. And I'm saddened mainly for you, because it was something you were looking forward to, and for you to get this, like you said, I'm pretty sure it's like a slap or two slaps in the face.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm one of those people, like, I don't need to see, like, I love representation and stuff. Like, it's not like I needed everything like from my childhood to be shown on screen. But if you're making a show about a Tejana music star who's from Corpus Christi, like, it would have been cool to see that, knowing, like, just like, I'm sure people who are from other, you know, the places that they see the movie, like, you can like, oh, I know that's that. Like in Robert Rodriguez films, like he's filmed in Austin, Texas, and like San Antonio. And we recognize that, and it feels nice. So I guess it's just like this one, except for some exterior shots of San Antonio. And they did show like the needle that's in San Antonio. I don't know what they call it, but and certain things. And I mean, they did do a good job of showing how big Texas is and like the roads and like how it takes forever to travel up and down the state. But and maybe they were trying to do too much. I don't know. I'm curious to know what people will think when they watch it, who are not Texan, who are not from the community, who have no ties to Selena. I really want to see, or maybe I don't, but maybe I want to see their reaction to see like if it's completely off from what we're talking about.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
Do you have any other thoughts before we go into spoiler section for people who are kind of maybe, I don't know, I guess we're kind of leading towards one way, but would you, you know, tell people to press play on the show before we go into, if you know, if they don't want to know about spoilers, what would you recommend?
it pains me, and it really, really, really pains me. But no, I wouldn't recommend people to see this.
Is some representation like this effort better than none? And so like people are gonna, you know, like that sort of question. Maybe that's for like the end of our convo, but I was thinking about that too. And to me, like my rating of everything of this show is not because of any. Like it's seriously just like what I'm thinking about, and you can't judge it based on like, oh, we got a lot of next shows, so let's just support it no matter what. Like you got to call it how it is, right?
Yeah, we're gonna get as to Latinas and particularly Mexican Americans, we have this extra level of responsibility that particularly with Latinx creator content or Latinx centric shows like this one, all eyes are going to be on us, and whether we like it and we love it and people are going to think we're just doing it because it's Latino, or whether we don't, we're going to be looked upon as either traitors or haters on our own community or such for being honest and providing an honest opinion. And when it comes to what you just mentioned, that's why I say it's very hard to say, because it's unfortunate that we have such little representation that we have to think twice whether we should recommend something or not, just for that sole fact that we're highly, like we're overly underrepresented. But in reality, if I have to be honest, and I'm reviewing the series as I would review other series, as I would review the Crown or anything else, I would say no. I wouldn't recommend this to people solely because, the depiction of Selena and just everything, the whole story itself, the writing, the production design, everything just didn't. I don't think it depicts a story engaging enough or worth seen. Mm-hmm. And again, it pains me, and I'm saying this with, literally, it really pains me to say it, mm-hmm. but I'd rather be honest and give an honest opinion than to be a hypocrite and tell others to go view it solely because it's Latino. No, I wouldn't recommend it, in my opinion. How about you?
Yeah, if I'm being honest too, I think like, I mean, even for me, I would have stopped after the two if we didn't have to do this. Like I literally like waited till the last minute to press play on the third through the rest of the series because I was just not looking forward to it. And I even had watched like another show that came out and I binged that. Like I am a good binger. If I like the show, I will finish it in the same day or the night or whatever. And this one like pained me to finish it or to even like continue. And so that make that, like you said, it pains me as well to say like, no, I would say maybe like, if you kind of like it, keep going. If you're curious about the story, yes, but like with a grain of salt, like, you know, just definitely do more research after you finish it. If you get to finish it, really find out who the real, you know, Selena Quintanilla is, maybe even go watch the movie, you know, just like if you're even intrigued by who she is and you feel like I would just not take this as like the essence of her or the vibe or, you know, the culture, like do other research in addition to this, if you do continue to watch it. But yeah, I guess that's like our non-spoilery review. And so we're going to get into spoilers of just like highlights and maybe the things that really kind of irked us of why we're so a little bit on the negative side with this show, even though we did not want it to be that way. But I will start with a positive. Like I said, the first two episodes were really painful to watch. It was so cheesy. AB Quintanilla, the father, who's played by Gabriel Chavarria, he did okay. I think he was trying to do like kind of like the Tex-Mex accent. It worked in some ways, but mostly it didn't. I don't think he got the nuance of it. You know, living with a Tex-Mex dad who's very much like an AB Quintanilla, except, you know, I didn't become as Tejano superstar. I didn't see that authentic portrayal, which is okay. It doesn't have to be like my dad, but you know, I'm just trying to give that, you know, lens. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that was kind of disappointing. But yeah, after the first two, you know, the rest of the series, I did like how they brought up some of the cultural things and also the female aspect of it. Like how Selena has to learn Spanish because like she sings in Spanish, but you know, she doesn't know how to speak it. And she got embarrassed like when she was on the Johnny Canales show when she was younger because she didn't know how to talk Spanish. And for me, as someone who kind of grew up in that same sense of like not knowing Spanish, like I understand it kind of. And I would speak kind of like, you know, Spanglish, that hit home to me. And I was like, oh, I'm glad they're showing like that what Mexican Americans are. Like, we don't all speak Spanish. It's hard to kind of really describe what that is. And like, and it's cool to see like, oh, the Tejano music star who sings in Spanish doesn't know Spanish, you know? And I really liked how they honed that in and how Selena, like what happens within the community as well, like the Mexican versus the Mexican American community of like the judgment, you know, of not being Latino enough or whatever. Like that's a conversation mm-hmm. that I really liked from the movie, you know, the famous Edmonds almost quote of, yeah, you have to be, you know, twice as Mexican as the Mexicans and, you know, more American than Americans or whatever. Being a Mexican American is really hard. Like that has like lived with me ever since I've seen the movie. And so they showed it a little bit with those little nuances, but to my opinion, it wasn't enough. But slight positive. If there were any positives for you, we'll start with the positives before we go into the mm-hmm. like more specific stuff that stood out to us.
Yeah, a few positives. It wasn't a total train wreck at all. But again, Madison Taylor Bass as an 8-year-old Selena, certainly the highlight of the entire series, where she's predominantly just on episode one. And a few flashbacks here and there throughout the rest of the series. I very much liked her depiction as a young Selena. You know, she was very able to convincingly portray an innocent, joyous Selena, and those singing skills were top notch. Yeah, that was pretty. That's like the best positive critique I have. I did appreciate the cultural aspect of it. Her little depictions here and there of her having to struggle with the idea of having to identify as Mexican American, and in her having those struggles of why do I have to be Mexican? Why do I have to be American? Why do I have to be one? Why can I be both at the same time? Very much mm-hmm. something a lot of us struggle mm-hmm. with. And certainly it was nice to see depicted, as well as the how she was very much forced in a way to, particularly with her first album and the pictures and the record deal and all that. That was pretty neat to see, but it was just a few, very, very, very few. Like you said, nitpicks here and there that the series just threw at us. And the other side, I did also appreciate the more the highlights they did for the rest of the band, particularly with AB and Suzette. Mm-hmm. I was particularly more invested in their stories, particularly Suzette, which comes to no surprise since she was one of the producers. But you know what? It helped because it was one of those.
Are you talking about the moment?
Yes, it was perhaps the most, it worked. It worked for me. I almost got teary-eyed.
I was crying in that one, I will admit.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
I was like, oh no, maybe I do like this show, but then I was like, oh no.
Yes, I was like, oh my God, there's a little bit of hope, and then no, maybe not. But yes, that scene was very, very moving, and just to see that unfold on screen was very, very touching, and I was like, oh, okay, they got something here. And believe it or not, and this is going to sound incredibly weird coming from me, but I'm a sucker for romantic comedies and romance and all that. And somehow I found myself more invested in her relationship with Bill than I did with Selena and Chris. It was more believable, but I'll smash the other one later on. But in that case, and also the incorporation, how the band ended up forming, either some of the members that were quitting and had to leave due to family issues. And of course, they integrate Chris Perez, but then also like the Pete and how they were like the opening act, and then they incorporated them into the band. That was pretty neat. So, some of those like details were very neat to learn. But that's as far as my positives go.
They did mention sometimes, like, there was one episode, like, they were going to Idaho, and then Selena's like, why are we going to Idaho? And the mom says, oh, there's migrant workers that want to learn, you know, that want to hear their music from their home, you know. And I was like, oh, that's nice. You know, like, that was just something, like, kind of honed it in about, you know, from, like, the cultural aspect. But still, mm-hmm. very far in between. And then also the one that stood out to me, which I feel like they could have done maybe more, I don't know, it just kind of hits you at a weird time. And, like, I feel like they should highlighted in a different way, but I don't know. But I did appreciate that they also put in like that emphasis on like exotic. And then when AB, her dad says, and this is how, because growing up in the Rio Grande Valley, I love it. I love where I come from, but I also like hated growing up there because it was boring, you know, mm-hmm. and I live in Austin now, and, you know, I go visit my parents and I get enough of that for like 3 days. And I'm like, okay, I'm going back to the big city. Cause I just was not like a small town person, but, AB, you know, when they're trying to make her exotic and dress her up as an album. And I did go and see the actual album cover, and they did dress her up kind of like an Egyptian because they were like this brown skin and everything, you know? And I was like, oh my God, like, and I hadn't even thought about that until they highlighted it, like of how they would have marketed her. You know, I just assumed like, since she became the queen of Tejano music, like she had it easy in a way, you know, cause I just saw the success part. And so seeing the roots of that, like, oh, she did go through that phase of they were trying to market her in this way. I was like, okay, I appreciate that they're showing that it's mm-hmm. not just rainbows and butterflies, you know, but I also appreciated when her dad said, what do you mean she's exotic? Like, she comes from Corpus Christi, you know, what's exotic about Corpus Christi? And I was like, oh my God, yes. Cause I'm sorry. I love Corpus too, but like it blends into the valley. And I was like, yeah, there's not much. And so I was just like, that like kind of hit me as one of like the positive moments of like, okay, yeah, I wish they would have had more of those moments, you know, I guess we're kind of, that's like the positive stuff. I did appreciate sometimes they did mix in the Spanglish, not as much. Maybe Selena's family didn't have as much Spanglish as my family. And that's why if, you know, the family is part of it, maybe that's why, or I don't know if they did that on purpose and kind of didn't put as much, but I know when Selena's voice would get hoarse, they were saying Ronca, which I know, you know, kind of listening Spanglish word, you probably know it too. So mm-hmm. they're like, oh, your voice is getting Ronca, you know, or whatever. And so stuff like that. But again, it was very few of those moments. And I was like thinking, if they say Ronca, then they would have spoken Spanglish. So it just didn't make sense that there wasn't more of that. And it just felt odd where they only would say a few words like that in the Spanglish thing and then not have it become more like, I guess just for reference, when I speak to my parents now, I hear their Tex-Mex very prominently because I don't do that as much anymore since I moved to Austin. Every other word for them is like, you know, it's like English, Spanish, you know, like, and so I guess I just thought it would be kind of more of that, but. Mm-hmm. But do you want to go ahead and any other, I guess, maybe big moments that stood out to you, I guess, more in the, I guess we ran out of our positives. So maybe any of the other highlights.
highlights. Oh, man. That are positive?
No, just in general, like, you know, for anything you want to highlight, good or bad.
Yeah, the interpretation of Christian depicting Selena was certainly the worst, my worst criticism of the series. And unfortunately, that involves the relationship with Chris, which I was also disappointed by it.
What bothered you by it? Like, in because I don't even know their, I wouldn't know their origin story, really.
Right.
I'm just talking like in the way it happens, like in the TV, like show sense.
I didn't see any chemistry between them. I didn't believe it felt too forced. It just felt like it was there just because it had to happen, because we know it's going to happen. And I don't know, maybe that now that I'm talking about it out loud, it probably may have a little bit to do about kind of knowing what the outcome is and where it's all leading. The nuance it pertaining to Selena wasn't very much appealing or engaging overall. So to see her relationship and just the development wasn't believable to me. And I didn't see anything between them. It didn't work for me at all. Thought it was incredibly, and again, this is coming from someone who loves romantic comedies and it's a big romance fan. But when they use some of those songs as part of the narrative between their story or their love story, oh my God, it was too much for me, too cringeworthy, and it was just horrible. And just the way it ended, I don't know if that's supposed to be a cliffhanger or not. Again, it didn't do anything to me. It didn't leave me, perhaps again, because I kind of know what's going to happen, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, the way it all unfolded wasn't particularly the best. I already discussed the writing. It didn't get any better to me. Some of the newer things, of course, involving Suzette and AB and the group and everything was pretty much what got me through the rest of the series. But other than that, the writing didn't improve for me. Again, the Selena and Chris did not work for me at all. Yeah, it just felt generic. It felt like something that I've seen a million times. And I don't watch a lot of television. So I don't know what that says about me. I don't know. I just didn't buy it. And it was very... It's painful to say this, particularly because I'm a big fan of Selena and just to see it being depicted this way is...
We wanted to love it. Like, I wanted to love it so much. Like, I wanted it to be like, oh my God, this is what it's like. And this is like, yes, they and not that they would get it. I mean, I don't even know the story 100%. So like, I wouldn't even know, but you... When it's like a good TV show, you don't care, right? Like we said with The Crown, which is the best example I can give right now. I'm sure there's other examples too, but like you don't care if it's like kind of true. Like you'll do your own research later and figure out like, was that really true? You know, because they engage you so much in it. And this one does feel like, like, okay, like those moments were just so cheesy. Yeah.
What you were saying with The Crown, we already know how Prince Diana and Prince Charles, how it all ends, but somehow the show was able to keep you engaged and keep you hooked on. And this, I'm literally just crying like a little baby right now.
Yeah. And then it kind of also, like, we did see glimpses of, I guess in part two that's coming, you know, I don't know when they're going to release that, but a part two is coming, the way it ended with Yolanda and hiring her for the fan club. And I just, mm-hmm. it gave me all those bad thoughts again, you know, seeing in the movie, knowing what happens in real life. And then also with kind of a positive, which is like AB coming up with Como la Flor, and finally nailing that. And, I'm guessing that's going to be like with Bitty Bitty Bum Bum, and all her like hits will be in part mm-hmm. two. We got a lot of the early stuff, which to be honest, I wasn't familiar with. So that was kind of cool seeing, you know, some of her, the songs in this part one. So that I'm guessing part two is going to just be the rest of like the very height of her fame with all the more famous songs that we know and you know, other things that she did. And then I guess ultimately like how she died. So I guess the question is, will you watch the part two when it comes out? I guess if Pod Clubhouse invites us back, we'll have to do part two. We'll have to watch.
If Pod Clubhouse is seeking coverage for it, I guess I'll have to watch it. And I know I'm going to come across as a whiny and privileged and first world problems complaining here. But at the moment, if you were to ask me on my own will and considering all the content that's out there and everything that's going on, if I would sit down for part two, I probably would say no. Not interested, to be honest. And I'm right there with you. If I wouldn't have to cover this, because I'm writing an article where we're going to talk about it a little bit for our podcast and for this podcast here, if I weren't committed to covering it and giving my thoughts on it, I probably wouldn't have finished it. I wouldn't have finished the series on my own. So at the moment, no interest. Mm-hmm. How about you?
It could be one of those things where I just put it on to listen to the songs and like see her do like, you know, kind of like the concerts to give me like, oh, I want to go actually see the real concert and like Google, like, you know, cause some of the things I didn't know, like, and then they did show some of like the videotapes, I guess that probably come from the recreation of the family. And I feel like that's just insight from the family, on like those behind the scenes videotapes. But I think with the part two, I will be prepared for this sort of thing. So I probably will put it on probably cause we're going to be covering it, but also like as just a background thing, I probably won't be as like invested in it. Like if I'm covering, obviously I'm going to watch it, but like if it was just me, I would put it on just to put something on, like as I do when I don't have to pay attention to it as much. And it's just something to have on. Cause like for me, I like putting on movies that I've watched a lot or TV shows that I've watched a lot, like as my music. That's sort of my music, is like just having the TV on and doing something. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately the show is going to be that, not having watched it a lot, but it's just going to be on for whatever, you know, if I have to watch it. But it really does pain me to say this, and like we wanted to love it, like, and even stripping away our expectations of like, okay, like they didn't have to do everything for us, you know, like I don't even need to know it's in corporate, whatever, like take away all of that, just as a show, it's still to me like mediocre. Just as someone who watches a lot of TV, it's not a well-made show, just at the basic level. I don't know if I want to continue that, you know, especially like you said, I watch a lot of stuff and there's other stuff I want to watch. Like this sucked up my time in a way like that was painful, just because I know it could have been better, or I was hoping it was better. And it really, I don't like when binging stuff pains me when I love binging TV. So probably not.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I also wanted to love this and everything, but just being honest, and it's, it is what it is, sadly.
Yeah. Well, it sucks to have to go out on a very like sad, disappointed note, but I can't not be honest about it in any of my TV or movie recommendations or opinions or critiques. So that's how we feel about Selena the series, that's out on Netflix. So I think we kind of know what our choice is going to be with Love It or Leave It. But Rosa, for, you know, your final answer, Love It or Leave It, Selena, the TV series.
Not Leave It, no. yeah, for everything I just mentioned throughout the episode, no, just Leave It.
Yeah, I'm the same. Leave It. Go watch the movie. Or YouTube videos of Selena, please. Well, that's it for us. We have our own podcast, Latinx Lens. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Latinx Lens. And Rosa, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me on every social media platform at Rosa's Reviews. And where can we find you, Kat?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Things Kat Loves. And thanks to Pod Clubhouse for having us do this, even though we were wishing it was going to be a different... I think they also wished it was going to be a different outcome with this series. But thanks for having us on for this Love It or Leave It episode.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.